Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hi, welcome to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Today's episode is all about trends for 2020, specifically trend research from Pinterest. As you're working on your new product lines for 2020, it's important to keep trends in mind. You don't want to be working on, let's say, sloths when everyone is looking for llamas, right? Then you're not going to be making sales because no one's going to be interested in what you're selling. And let's just keep in mind that that's just an example. For the most part, both of those are still in high demand. When trying to decide what to create, one report that I like to look at is the Pinterest Trend Report. This information can be found with a simple Google search. If you want to look at it in more detail, just search for Pinterest 2020 Trend Report and it should come up at the top of the results. When you do the search, make sure that the information is coming directly from Pinterest, because sometimes people like to say that it's the 2020 report and then it's their own information. So just be sure that it is actually coming from Pinterest. So what makes this information so important? Well, Pinterest monitors all 320 million of its users. It identifies the top 100 topics that has the most significant search volumes and is also showing consistent upward growth. Then it uses that information to suggest a shift in trends. So this is an extensive amount of market research that's been put into this report. So we, as handmade sellers, we want to use this information to our benefit when we put together our product lines this year. Researching 320 million users, that's a lot of information right at our fingertips. So what's the report say? I'm going to read a direct quote from Pinterest that sums up their whole report. The quote says, "These insights tell us that more than ever, people are working and acting globally and sustainably. They're staying home to work, entertain, or be entertained, and then heading outdoors to be reacquainted with nature, look for adventure, and travel responsibly, all while lowering stress and elevating different areas of their lives, from pet care to scrunchies." So that means the 90s are back, whether you're ready for them or not. So let's dive right into the report. There are actually a total of 10 categories, but I'm just going to focus on four that I think are the most relevant to the handmade community. But like I said, if you want to do a Google search and look at all the pictures and all of that in there, I recommend that just to give you some more ideas. So the first category that I wanted to talk about is called Beyond Binary. This section says, "From flexible pronouns to unisex nurseries, a more accepting view of gender identity is on the rise." It goes on to say that 59% of Gen Z is expecting more gender-neutral options compared to 40% of boomers. So that's a 19% increase in people looking for gender-neutral options. So it's very important to keep this in mind based on your target audience. So where would this be important? This is particularly important if you sell something like nursery decor or supplies for kids' birthday parties, kids' clothes, wedding attire. Anything that would normally be very girl or boy specific, consider adding a gender neutral option for this to meet this 19% increase in demand. Now, another category that I found beneficial for handmade sellers to consider is called finding balance. Pinterest describes this as thinking about wellness in a more everyday way as they look for easy habits to counter anxiety, stress, and burnout. And then it goes on to explain this as like journaling or participating in art therapy, possibly utilizing essential oils. So what would this mean possibly for your handmade business? This means that customers are looking for ways to, you know, find their zen or encourage positive vibes. So what can you make? What can you create that will do this? Now, if you don't sell journals, or maybe you aren't a shop that sells soap or utilizes essential oils and whatever it is that you make, this could also mean that you add products that refer to self-care. So maybe it's a super comfy pair of socks or a new face mask, or it could be a mug with a quote on it about finding your inner zen. Anything that's going to encourage or invoke that feeling of zen or positive vibes. Now, keep in mind that if this doesn't fit your brand, if you have more of an outgoing or party type vibe that is your brand, you know, that is your brand logo or image, don't just throw it in there for the sake of a sell. You do want everything to flow and make sense for your customers. Now, something that might make sense is, let's say you have a party brand and then you start selling aftercare kits that encourage self-care after the party. That might be a way that you want to incorporate it and work it in. Another category that I found super interesting was called pampered pets. Now, here's what the Pinterest report had to say. This is a direct quote from them. It says, "Pet pampering is reaching all-time highs. We're talking farm-to-table dog food, pet playgrounds, and even feline fashion. Increasingly, millennials who might be delaying traditional milestones like marriage are turning to fur babies for companionship. It's not just puppy love. In the UK, more than 50% of pet parents ages 19 to 38 said they'd rather cut expenses for themselves than cut back for their pets." Okay, so this is telling us 50% of people ages 19 to 38 would rather spend money on their pets than spend money on themselves. So this pet market is huge. So let's break it down a little further. The report also showed that there's a huge interest in pet fashion. So I'm talking, you know, like clothes for your dogs or a birthday party hat for your cat. Those searches, they were up 199% from last year. So if you can sew pet clothes or make party clothes for animals, it's definitely time to research pet clothes styles and get to work, because that demand is clearly there. Now, unfortunately, there's a downside to that market with the demand and excitement to own a pet. There's also going to be a demand for pet memorial products. So there is a market opportunity for people that are artists or jewelers, anything to memorialize their pet. How can you create products that help people celebrate the love of their pet, whether it's in life or afterlife? There's a huge, huge demand for that right now. Now, the last category that I wanted to mention is the one that I mentioned at the top of the episode, the 90s. This is exactly what Pinterest says about this trend. They say, "Gen Z is discovering 90s culture for the first time and putting their own twist on the trends. From modernized scrunchies to glitter gloss. So put on your bucket hat, grab a CD player, and start living La Vida 90s one more time." Oh boy. So, searches for grunge fashion were up 292%. Searches for 90s themed parties, they were up over 227%. And all right, brace yourself for this. Okay, are you ready? Searches for scrunchies, they were up over 6,309%. I mean, I will admit that I love a good scrunchie, but I can't even believe that they are that popular again. So anything 90s inspired is a great idea right now. the bright colors, the grunge style, all of it. Infusing that type of style into your latest product line will likely be a hit, like knock it out of the park hit in 2020. So keep that in mind. All right, like I said, there were 10 categories, but those were the main ones that I wanted to touch on for handmade sellers that, you know, we really want to focus on for our product lines. If you want a more in-depth look at the other results, just do a quick search for the Pinterest 2020 trend report and you can find all of that information as well as pictures. But I hope that this will help you start brainstorming, help you kind of get focused for the year, and I can't wait to see your new designs. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'd love to hear your feedback on the Sassy Creative Facebook page. If you found today's topic helpful, please take a second to leave the podcast a 5-star review. That will help so that the podcast can reach other creative entrepreneurs. And I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram @sassybusinessbesties. Talk to you soon.